officials. Folks, farming is not a 9-to-5 job, and Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kindy realizes that. Their lumber and hardware division is open until noon on Saturdays, here to serve you since 1914. Looks like Heart Reach is going to be taking a timeout, their second one of the half. They want to talk some things over. And we'll be back on Cruise 102, your home for high school sports.
Remember when your mom told you not to trust strangers? She was right. Don't go to a stranger for insurance protection when there's a familiar, trusted Farm Bureau insurance agent right in your home community. Casey Ahn of Harbor Beach in Ubley has been doing a great job of serving the Thumb area for several years. Casey can handle all your insurance needs, life, auto, farm, retirement, and more. Casey Ahn offers personal service, face-to-face visits, and he'll be there when you need help the most. So call Casey Ahn in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. Ask about multi policy discounts to help you save even more on your insurance. Casey Ahn of Harbor Beach and Ubley, your personal Farm Bureau insurance agent. Find out how he can be your best friend on your worst day. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Ahn, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life a little more easier.
And we're back in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach 20, North Huron nothing. It's 10:27 remain in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 20, North Huron nothing, as Kraft pulls back, first and 10 for the Pirates, deep in his own pocket as he gets hammered but gets the pass off first. And 10 for number 2, Travis Essmaker, but it goes incomplete. A swarm of Warriors around him at the Warrior 40. So it's going to be 2nd and 10 after Kraft taking a good licking there.
Right, and Brandon Moore made the hit along with number 89 for the Warriors. Eric Lesprince made the knock away of the football there. And Kraft had the ball on target even though he got knocked down.
So Harbor Beach, 2nd and 10. Their first incomplete pass of the night. They're 2 for 3 for 81 yards. Kraft is coming out in the wing tee. Kraft under center, 3 men in the backfield. Kraft hands it off a toss to number 47, Aaron Ginther, as he has room for run. Breaks through 3 tacklers of North Huron. He's to the 20-yard line. He's to the 10, and he's in for his 3rd touchdown of the night. Touchdown, Harbor Beach.
Looks like we got 82 yards in that one, Clark.
82 yards, you said?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it. We're on the 18-yard line?
32-yard line.
32-yard line, so it'd be 78 yards.
Okay.
Okay, 78 yards there for Aaron Ginther. A heck of a run. He swerved to his right.
Ran right through the defense.
That's right. There were holes all the way through the Warrior defense there. And
Tom Fisher was getting close to tackling, but again, came up short. So we'll see if the Pirates will go for 2 or 1.
So Aaron Ginther in the books with his 3rd touchdown, his 1st on the ground, his 1st 2 through the air from Kraft. They're going for 2, Kraft under center, 2 men in the backfield. A toss to number 8, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. Number 8, Tyler Krueger for the 2-point conversion. It is now 28, Harbor Beach, North Huron, nothing. We'll be back right after this on WLEW.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
.28-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron after a 78-yard run from Aaron Ginther. A heck of a run. Faked out about 3 North Huron Warriors on his way to the end zone. And now North Huron offense back on the field.
Well, they have to, you know, start putting something together and keep the ball away from the Pirates here in this second quarter. We've got 10 minutes to go. We could have a running clock before half.
It's very feasible. Aaron Ginther with 78 yards rushing on one carry there for the Pirates. Harbor Beach has 132 yards on the ground, 81 through the air. As Sutherland gets ready to kick this off, right to left across your radio for the Pirates. 10:04 remaining still in the second quarter. Harbor Beach up 28-0 over North Huron.
Sutherland getting ready to kick off for the Pirates.
Sutherland looks to his right and left, puts the hand up, and starts toward the ball. Kicks it off, a little bit of a toe ball, gets to about the 20-yard line, but it's picked up by number 44 of North Huron and meets some aggression at the 30-yard line where North Huron will take over on downs. Number 44, Brendan Moore, the fullback, doing the duties.
Look like Colapart and Ginther on the hit. I'm not sure which one hit him standing up, but they both fell down, so we'll credit either one for the hit on that one.
28-0, Harbor Beach over North Huron thus far with 10 minutes remaining in the second quarter. And this one, a beautiful night in Harbor Beach. We have some light breeze from, looks like, the east, in fact, in that offshore breeze in Harbor Beach with two men in the backfield with Case handing it off to one of his running backs. No room to run and a loss of 2 yards according to the spot. Number 44, the fullback, Brandon Moore, doing the duties.
Avery Wainer on the hit for the Pirates that time as he came up from his left tackle spot.
So, 2nd and 12 for the Warriors. An uphill battle all night for the Warrior offense going against the Pirate front line.
Well, Coach Rubel is mixing up his defensive front now. Looks like his linebacking core and safety are still there, though.
So, two men in the backfield. Toss to his right to Moore. Gets to about the line of scrimmage and actually gets about 5 yards before meeting about three Pirates at the Warrior 35-yard line.
Derek Puff made the initial hit.
A gain of 8 as the sweep and toss to the right for the Warriors.
Did a nice job of cutting back and sifting back toward the middle and picking up a good gain there.
So 3rd and 6 for the Warriors at their own 36-yard line with 8:51 remaining in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 28. North Huron, nothing. Two men in the backfield, one out left for the Warriors as Case hands it off to number 44 once again. Meets a lot of aggression, maybe a yard. Looks like 2 from the spot for Moore. Gain of 2, bringing up 4th down and about 3. At the 38-yard line for North Huron.
Kramer and Colapart on the hit for the Pirates.
Moore doing a lot of the work on the offense for North Huron. He's carried the ball 11 times for 14 yards. And 4 other people have actually touched the ball for North Huron, accumulating to, looks like, about 4 yards. So, strong Harbor Beach defense all night. The punt team is out for the Warriors. They're going to punt this one away to number 47, Aaron Ginther, number 45, Sloan Klasky. Good punt from the punter from North Huron. Aaron Ginther gets it at the 35-yard line, goes, heads towards the sideline, and he has room to run. He gets through a batch of Warriors, and he's in for another touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach.
We have a flag out here, so I think they're going to call this one back.
A good run. He eyed the entire defense there from North Huron and saw a seam, and he went over the left sideline, and he went all the way into the for the touchdown. We'll see what the flag is here. It's at the 40-yard line in North Huron territory, so it could be a holding or a block in the back, I would guess.
Yeah.
The official's trying to figure it out, where the spot of the foul or where they're going to place the football.
Harbor Beach is going back, so it's an illegal block below the knees.
Excuse me.
That's all right. You're just a youngster. You know.
That's okay.
No, I didn't tell. We weren't going to tell who was the youngster and who was the oldster.
Well, you just gave away our secret.
I know it. Maybe they weren't listening real close.
That's right. So, no score on that play from Aaron Ginther. A heck of a run, though, on the return from the punt. So, Harbor Beach is going to take it over in their own territory at the 45-yard line.
The only one that really would risk real close is Randy Rapson, so hopefully he didn't pick that up.
Well, now I'm sure he has, so I'll be hearing about that one coming to the shop there.
Oh, uh-oh.
So, 45-yard line, first and 10 in Harbor Beach territory. Is Harbor Beach offense taking over?